Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Moo and You, the collective wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Shank, and Joan Adams is away this evening. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. My guests are Mary McManus and Trapper Sherwood. Trapper introduced Joan and I to Mary about 1 year ago here on this show, and I am so happy, hoping we can meet face to face very soon. And I want to say hello to the kitten, Alex. So joining me now is this Mary McManus.
Hi, how are you, sweetie? Squeaky sweetie.
I'm doing well.
I think they call this, there's a word in show business for this, Kate. You know, the trooper, the show must go on. It is such a blessing to be here tonight. Did you want me to introduce Trapper?
Yes, go ahead. I am going to bring him on. I'm going to bring him on. There he is.
Okay. Along with me, Mary McManus, a.k.a. Graceful Lady, poet at large and polio survivor, Boston Marathon finisher, we are so blessed to have with us tonight Trapper Sherwood, who is just an amazing individual who has been creating these wonderful audio meditations that just are so incredibly healing and helpful. And we're going to be talking tonight about that and especially his sleep secret audio. But without any further ado, hello, Trapper.
Hello, how are you?
I am fantastic. How's everything in Nashville?
It's a bright, sunny day. It's probably still 80 degrees out or so. Wind is, it's just an absolutely lovely day, and after the winter everybody has had, I feel blessed that we have such good weather.
And we are blessed to have you. Yeah.
And Kate, I send you all the healing energy I can muster up. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I feel well, but it's just I have no voice. And it's wonderful to hear your voice, though.
Thank you. And I want to send my appreciation to you for asking me to be back on here again. It was a blast last year. Congratulations for you and Joan. 1 year, you're over 1 year now, correct?
Correct.
And that's awesome.
It was 1 year March 3rd, and I couldn't do, or March 4th, and I couldn't do the show because that was my husband's birthday. Kate's birthday is March 3rd, but we're here together now. And Kate, do you wanna talk, or do you wanna type in the chat room, or how would you like to do this? What would you be most comfortable with?
I will try to say some stuff, but I will type. So go ahead and talk, and I'll chime in.
Okay. For our listeners, and it's been an amazing journey with Kate on her daily prayer healing blog. Trapper, have you been able to read those? Have you been able to check those out?
I get them, and I must be honest with you, the universe has opened up, and I have been wicked busy, as we say up in the Northeast. And I will get them, and I'll just forget to read them. I'll be honest with you there, and that probably makes me a bad guy.
No,
but
stop
I,
it. No. I was just asking because I know that we wanted to talk about the fact that recently in Kate's Daily Prayers of Healing, there's been a lot of talk about our bodies and about the fact that the medical healthcare system as it is, that we as patients can be submissive and give away our power, that we also can look at a lot of the beliefs that we've been told, and if we really examine those, they're not true. And one of the biggest things that we were talking about was the use of prescription medications and how easily things are prescribed. And so, of course, how this ties into you, dear Trapper, is that I think you and I were talking about the fact that nobody can overdose on your Sleep Secret audio CD.
That's you're absolutely correct. That is a tagline we came up with. I'm not being flippant about it, but it really does bother me when you'll read, so-and-so, passed away, and they think it was a, accidental overdose of, sleeping medication. When, and I think I mentioned this last year, and I don't mean to get on my soapbox about it, but when is everybody going to wake up and realize they don't need the prescription drugs, that they're dangerous? We have the most incredible machine that God has created in our brain with our conscious and our unconscious, and we can control things ourselves without giving that power, as you speak about, to prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's so much addiction and over-dependence and too much prescribing. And the doctors are lackadaisical. They just take it for granted. And I don't know what it will take because we had – now my voice is working suddenly. But anyway, we had a situation here in my hometown where a doctor prescribed – his son was in pain after knee surgery. And he gave him a fentanyl patch that he had strangely had – lying around, when do you have these things lying around? And he gave it to him, and the boy died.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
He's a beloved doctor. Everybody loves him, but he has a lackadaisical attitude about drugs. So, it's sad. Sad.
I think. The country as a whole has gotten lackadaisical over, like you just said, we'll just go in and we'll get a pill for this. Oh, we'll get a pill for that. I think there's better ways. Some of them are natural and, let the body heal itself and learn how to heal the body.
And there, for our listeners to know, we're not trashing Western medicine. We're not saying, there's never a time for it. There's a time and a place for everything, and everything, God created everything, and when it's used appropriately, there's incredible healing that comes with it. But what we're talking about is really just the, as you said, Kate, that word is just so right on, lackadaisical. And when I was going through from 1996 on till 2006, I was trying to figure out what was happening to my body, and I thought it might have been post-polio syndrome, and I told my primary care provider, and he said, oh, it doesn't exist. And the interesting thing is I wasn't listening to the wisdom of my own body. I knew it existed. I knew that's what was going on with me, but I was in denial, and I wasn't ready to deal with it at that point in time. And then 10 years later, I was, but I was being sent to all these specialists. I was having this pill thrown at me. I was having that pill thrown at me. And finally, I flushed everything and said, wait a minute, there's something is just really wrong. And once I found out it was the post-polio, then we used, you know, the combination of Eastern and Western medicine to help me heal.
Yeah, that's just simply amazing. And I concur with you on the use of drugs or prescribed medicines. Yes, please do not think I'm not trashing our beloved doctors by any stretch of the imagination. They've got through all the schooling they've done. I just think, like you said, sometimes the sleeping pills are prescribed a little bit too easy.
Well, there's a problem with corporations, and pharmaceutical companies are a corporation. And the right now I'll cite the pharmaceutical companies. They put a lot of pressure on the doctors to prescribe these medicines. And if they stop prescribing them, they get in trouble.
Wow.
It's crazy. I mean, if you look at it, it's absolutely crazy. And, Trapper, you said it best. You know, we have just a wondrous, miraculous body, and it really is a temple. And I really believe that when we get in touch with the divinity of the creation and really get back to basics, that's where we can really make a difference, and we can empower ourselves, and we can also empower the doctors, because we can work with them rather than it becoming this kind of almost an adversarial role where, you know, they have their 15 minutes and they've got to check off everything on their charts, and they're under a lot of pressure. There's no two ways about it. But the blessing when I went to the post-polio clinic was that I had an hour visit. I had 60 minutes with a doctor.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah, which was, you know, really fantastic. And but, you know, it's basically 15 minutes in and out. And my prayer is that the system will wake up and that people will wake up and realize that, you know, there are ways of really addressing the needs of the body temple that aren't necessarily, the answer is not just in a bottle.
Right, and, you know, to get on with let's take the sleep issues or the sleep loss issues and the insomnia issues, millions and millions of people that aren't getting their sleep at night, a lot of them look for it, you know, in the bottle. Well, there are so many small things we can do, you know, check the temperature of your room. Do you have the right pillow? Do you have the right mattress? You know, I don't even sleep with an alarm clock in my room because I don't like the glare of the digital clock. And you know, if you have to have an alarm clock, okay, turn it around, put it across the room so when you do, you know, wake up or the alarm goes off, you have to get up out of bed and go over and shut it off. But you're not being kept awake by that light. You know, another thing is, I just spoke with a woman, I think it was Saturday evening, you know, she's having some sleep issues, so she's come to me for consultations, and I've said, look, a minimum of an hour before you, say, let's say you're going to go to bed at 11 o'clock at night. At 10 o'clock at night, start winding down. Turn your TV off. I've got her some soothing music, just happens to be on Sleep Secret Audio, and start listening to that. That way it's going to trigger the mind that, hey, it's time to slow down. Stop trying to multitask. Keep the laptop out of the bed. Turn the TV off. All those good things. You know, quiet the mind down.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Trapper and Kate, you both know that I'm a poet. And so you give me any subject and I'll write a poem about it. Well, Trapper's going to be on our show, City Enlightenment, at the end of May. And as I was thinking about that, I came up with a poem that, Trapper, I will email it to you. And if you'd like to use it for your part of your sleep counseling. It's called City Slumber, and it speaks to what you were just saying. Racing thoughts and city noise are keeping you from sleep. Retreat inside to sacred space with calming breath so deep. The hectic pace, the hurried feet, the worries of the day. Release, relax, embrace yourself as slumber's on its way. Whatever that you think went wrong, in thought you set it right. Drifting thoughts, sifting thoughts as peace begins the night. Review the day's occurrences, transform, forgive, make new. Cleansing with the spirit, a restful night awaits for you.
Lovely. Wonderful.
Absolutely lovely. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, I look forward to receiving that email.
Well, you know, it speaks to the fact that everyone is so busy with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, texting, you know, feeling this hurried pace. And it's almost as though people are afraid to get still nowadays. And so what happens is that adrenaline starts kicking in. And then it makes it, am I right, Trapper and Kate, it makes it that much harder to settle down.
Right,
yeah.
Your mind is so busy, it's you're not allowing your mind and or your body to get the rest. It's almost like an addiction. Oh, I've got to have that laptop. I've got to have the BlackBerry in my hand. I've got to be texting somebody. You know what? It's not bad to just unwind and turn everything off for a while. You're not gonna miss much. You're not. It's just mindless chatter that we're doing sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is, some of the TV shows you watch at night. Probably don't need to be too violent just prior to trying to go to sleep at night.
Well, I used to just turn on the news like for 15 or 20 minutes, and then I realized, wait a minute, this is what I'm putting in my mind. I mean, it's what we feed our mind is akin to what we feed our bodies. And
yeah.
When you're watching that, especially before you go to bed, I mean, well, some people may do this, but not me. You know, if you eat a pizza before you go to bed or you eat a hot fudge sundae or whatever, you're not going to be able to digest it and drift peacefully into sleep. So if you're feeding your mind, you know, violence, or you're feeding it the day's events as the news portrays it, that's just going to make it that much more challenging to unwind and get into a restful state of being.
Right. Now, I'm not saying, I agree with you. I'm not saying be ignorant to what's going on around you in the world. Stay informed. There's plenty, we're getting bombarded 24/7 with news, and the news hasn't changed that much. If you watch the 5 or 6 o'clock, news hour, the world really isn't going to change that much in 6 hours or 4 hours or whatever. Calm down. It's not bad to calm down and quiet your mind and your body before you try to fall asleep at night, and you'll get a much, much better rest that way.
Trapper, how much time do you suggest for somebody to start unwinding? Is it individual, or is it sort of a universal kind of guideline for what's a good unwinding time?
Well, I don't know if there's any universal guidelines. I would say it's individual, because as you said about the post-polio, you know your body, and we all know our bodies. I prefer, when I can do it, you know what? I like an hour. There's nothing wrong with that, but heck fire, if you can take 15 minutes and do a little quiet meditation before you fall asleep at night, quiet the mind, quiet the body. You know, when you change the moods, the mind will follow. So, change that mood from whatever violence and all that stuff is to a nice, quiet, meditative mode before you fall asleep, and you'll get a nice, restful sleep.
Kate, how do you deal with working nights in terms of your sleep schedule?
Well, I've been on the night schedule for 7 years, so I'm used to it. And I've always never had a problem sleeping. I think, though, that the women I work with are amazingly, you know, have small children. They go home from work, and they have to stay up with their children. And that, it seems to me that maybe they don't get any sleep. I've seen people come to work who haven't slept all day, and they have to stay up, you know, stay awake all night. And I feel so sad because, and then they do medicate themselves to sleep. I don't know how they do it, to be honest. And then there's a terrible sleep epidemic. People cannot sleep in our society. There's so many people on Ambien, the sleep medication of choice, you know. And that's a very serious drug. You know, people will sleep, they'll get up without even knowing. They'll walk to the refrigerator and raid it. They'll wake up with all the contents of their refrigerator in bed with them. Or they'll get into a car and start driving. And they're asleep.
Wow.
Okay, let me ask you a question about the Ambien that I've wondered for a while. Can a person build a tolerance up to Ambien where I don't even know what the prescribed dose is? It, you know, hey, one tablet before you go to bed. Well, you know, if people are saying, well, if they're amped up and they're saying, well, one tablet's not working, maybe I'll, you know, not now, I'll start trying two tablets. Now it's three tablets.
You know, people self-medicate all the time. I would think that happens. That probably happens a lot, what you just said. But they're not supposed to. They're only supposed to take one. But people often self-medicate with drugs, any drug.
Well, nobody believes, you know, I just lost the word. Oh, I'm sorry.
Look at our celebrities. Michael Jackson. You know, this latest thing with Tiger Woods. He apparently was on Ambien. Something happened to him on Ambien that he doesn't like to talk about. But I thought that was interesting that he was talking about that. That he was talking about Ambien. But, you know, I remember one of the Kennedy boys. I remember he slammed into a wall across a bridge. But he wasn't drinking. He was on Ambien. He had gotten into his car, and he didn't know he was driving. So this is very common. It's very serious. And it's probably a drug that shouldn't even be prescribed.
Very dangerous, yeah.
They should probably take it off the market.
Well, they're having a recall with the Toyota. Well, why isn't, you know, why are we not hearing these stories? You know, the media is wicked quick, you know, to trash, you know, Toyota. They're wicked quick to trash, you know, the Tiger Woods thing. I'm so sick of it. You know what? But we're not hearing. They paid more attention to Tiger Woods yesterday than this disastrous mine explosion in West Virginia or the earthquake in California.
Yep.
And you know, like you say, the ambient thing, they don't even scratch the surface on that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of anesthetizing the masses with celebrity stories. And I don't, you know, it's not the celebrity. The celebrities are human beings who apparently have a lot of insecurities. And we hold them up. They, you know, the paparazzi is after them. I was just thinking about celebrities recently. I think that they have a really hard life. It's not easy to be
right.
have that kind of wealth, to have that kind of sought after, kind of crazy people just trying to make money off pictures. And I think that our over preoccupation with celebrities is unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it takes people away from, you know, they're not facing, you know, their own problems. And
Yeah.
I think if instead of looking at somebody else's problems, or, you know, let's see what we can do to better ourselves individually, and then our lives are going to get better also.
You know, Trapper, you just hit the proverbial nail right on the head. That, we really, I mean, and in my own life, I was a social worker for over 25 years. So finally, the universe, God, hit me with a 2x4 and said, hey, lady, wake up, because here you are, focusing on everybody else's problems and trying to fix everybody else and trying to control everybody else. Now, that's not to take away from the incredible work that I did do. I honor the work that I did. I honor the people's lives who I've touched, and people that, I mean, there are many people who were suicidal who said, you know, when I heard your voice, I knew there was still goodness in the world. So I'm not taking away from that, but the part of my journey that was missing was I was afraid to look inside. I was afraid to see what was truly inside of me, what was my essence, warts and all, as they say. And you're right, Trapper, this whole preoccupation with the celebrities and wanting to be close to celebrities, and, you know, it's really something. And it was funny because I was on a Blog Talk Radio show. I was listening to one that I had been a guest on, and the woman said that she'd really like to share, the guest said she'd like to share her story with Oprah. And Frankie Picasso, who's this amazing lady, said, you don't need to be focused on Oprah and being on Oprah. She said, you make your own Oprah. You make it happen in your world. And, you know, that's what we're all doing. I mean, we are all making it happen in our own worlds. We are living our passions, we are expressing our passions, and we're really working together for the collective consciousness and to really live in spirit and to look at our human experiences and then to share our spiritual wisdom and insights. And that just really touched me when she said that.
I agree that, once again, I just read this interesting book about it's about writing and publishing your own spiritual, practical spiritual works. And this woman is a psychic, but she's also an agent in New York. And she said all of the proposals that come through say this ridiculous thing, like, Oprah would love this book. Well, who cares? and Oprah may not like the book, but it's such a cliche, you know. Everybody, you know, these new people, literary agents in New York, get this all the time, and it's a stupid thing to say. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
Why, you know, you write the book because you love it. It's your purpose. And it's not Oprah's. It's not Oprah's purpose. It's your purpose.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I like sharing my sleep story with people because it actually helps people. I found something that worked for me, and I like and I enjoy sharing it with people so it can help them. And, you know, I don't know where the quote was, but it was like, you know, if you want to change the world, start with one person, and that person is yourself. So become a better person, and then worry about trying to help somebody else. So
yeah.
It really does. It all begins with each of us, and it goes back to the whole thing too about, you know, I'm not sure how all of this sort of evolved into this just this crazy, crazy pace. I mean, part of what was happening at the VA was they were cutting staff, and they wanted to do more with less, and it just became this unbelievable pressure cooker. And the online courses that we had to take, and this thing and that thing, and it just became intolerable. And part of the reason why it became intolerable for me was that I had another purpose. I didn't know that at the time. And there are some people, I just got an email from a dear friend of mine, and she just got a job created that is exactly what she always wanted to do. So she can function within the VA system, and she's living her purpose, and I just know how many people's lives she's touching. But for me, the system became intolerable because I wasn't living my purpose. And there are so many people who will stay in that system or any system. And I think, Kate, you referenced it in your prayer blog yesterday about a woman who said that she couldn't wait to retire. And, you know, there's this whole thing about you have to wait until you can retire. And for me, I couldn't, quote unquote, retire for 3 years. And everybody told me, you can't leave. You have 3 more years. And I was like, is this a prison sentence?
Mm-hmm.
And so many people get into that mindset of, this is what I have to do. And this goes back to the beliefs that you put in your prayer blog, Kate.
Yeah.
You listed all those beliefs.
Yeah. It does.
Well, you know, we've been programmed, you know, by our parents and their parents that, you know, there's certain things that you have to do, and that's the way you have to do it. Some of the best words of wisdom I received was from my neighbor across the street the other day. Now, he's a retired Navy veteran. He's right around 84, 85. His wife's, you know, somewhere in that same age. They're starting to have some health issues, and he had just brought her back from the hospital for something to do with her heart. And I pulled in the driveway, and I saw him standing out there, so I went over and said hey to him. And he said, let me tell you something, Trapper. I said, yes, sir, what's that? He said, these are your golden years. Go live them now. This is hush shit waiting till you're 75 or 80 years old. Think those are your golden years. Go live them now. And I apologize for the language, but that's to drive the point home. And
because
don't know if we're going to have time to go live out those years. You know, life happens. Go enjoy it now. If you're not enjoying what you're doing now, you better find some way to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And change it now.
Change it now. Get healthy, not only in the brain, but in the body, spiritual, you know, and go live life. Go do what you want to do. You know, if you want to go see a concert tonight and you've got the money, go do it. You know, don't hem and haw about, well, I don't know if I want to go. You know, is that something you like? Do you have the money to go do it? Is it going to be are you going to have a burden on somebody else? No. Go enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I think we get away from wanting to, we think it's selfish to want to go enjoy ourselves. Go do it. I enjoy time by myself.
Oh, yeah.
As much as I love, my daughter is my life. But, you know what? Trapper likes doing things by himself, too, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's a lot of times the cell phone isn't with me. The laptop isn't with me. You know what? That's not a bad thing. Detach.
Yeah. And then when you come back to it, it's that much more fun.
And guess what? Twitter and Facebook are going to be there.
That's for sure.
You know, so moderation is the word I was looking for. Everything, you know, things are good. Just do it all in moderation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Including that beer and pizza you put on Facebook you had the other day.
Oh, that was so good. And, yes, I did it in moderation.
Well, that just really, really, that just says it all in terms of, you know, moderation and joy. I mean, we are meant to live in joy. And, you know, yes, there's, my God, there's pain and there's suffering and everything, but, you know, and the whole thing about, you're right, Trapper Selfish, I mean, you could do a whole other blog, Kate, about the beliefs, and one is, you know, that it's wrong to be selfish, another is you have to retire when they say you do, and, you know, all these things, and, you know, you can't have beer and pizza, and all of those kinds of things, and the thing is, like, you know, we are meant to enjoy life, but once we align ourselves with once we're in touch with spirit and with God, then, you know, that's when everything else flows. And it's really being in that state and flowing from that state that the blessings come and the joy comes, and finding the joy in the most simple things. It's an unbelievable spring here in New England. Kate, how is it in Pennsylvania?
It's beautiful today. It's hot, very hot, and that's unusual. I think it's a record, but it is just beautiful.
And I know you with Ulysses, you know, you'll go for walks, and for our listeners, Ulysses is Kate's beloved dog and animal companion. And, you know, we stop and we appreciate everything, and I will be the first to admit, and Trapper, I know you will as well, that, and actually all three of us, you know, Kate, with your journey and in terms of recovery and whatnot, that all of us, we were all addicted to one thing or another. I was addicted to work, proving myself, controlling, and not being connected with my body or the world around me. And then when I finally got so sick that I had no choice but to be still, that's when all the wonders unfolded. And I can sit in my office, and the computer's in front of me, but my eye, my gaze goes to those tiny buds that are green and unfolding. And I just sit and think, oh, my God, this is such a mystery. Nobody told that tree what to do. The sun and the time of the season, and you're right, it's coming, quote-unquote, early this year. And then I log on and I read Kate's prayer blog, and that's become a part of my daily spiritual practice. And it's just, it's amazing. It's just amazing. And if we could, you know, maybe just anybody who's listening, and even if they're not listening, just by sending this vibration out into the universe to just stop. As Trapper said, nothing is so important that it can't wait to take a moment and to just do that. And I know, Trapper, you love to sit on your porch, right?
Oh, the deck in the morning. Wake up another, you know, 20 minutes early and grab that coffee and go out and enjoy the sunrise. You know, amazing how that will change your mood, your mode, and your mind first thing in the morning. It's just beautiful to feel the warmth of the sun as it's rising, and to feel see the rays and feel the world around you waking up, and to be a part of that. it can almost put you in its own, you know, meditative state now.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's wonderful.
Kate,
go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if you have a special time of day when you write the prayers, or it's just whenever it comes over you, do you have a time set aside, or I was always curious about that.
Well, often it's a beautiful rhythm I've gotten into. It's a real fun. It's fun, and happens pretty much before I go to bed. I'll write it, and then I let it sit until I wake up in the morning, or maybe in the middle of the night sometimes, and put it out. But and when I read it again, there's always something I can add to it. I mean, it's become quite a rhythm in my life, you know. And it's fun. I like it.
Well, it's an incredible gift. You should also give the website.
Oh yeah, www.pray. No, it's like heal to pray. Is it or pray to heal? That's it. www.praytoheal.com.
Okay.
And you're doing those daily, right, Kate?
I'm sorry?
And you're doing those prayer to healing daily, correct?
Yes, every day. I plan to do it every day for 360 days, and I'll probably start again and you know, do it again for 360 days.
Wow. That's an accomplishment right there.
Yeah, because I know that over on Milagro World, everybody has taken up a 30-day blogging challenge, but I call this my 360-day blogging challenge. So
I've done 6 weeks straight, but that's the most I've ever been able to do. But
you don't run out of ideas, you know.
I'll tell you one thing. If you're blogging every day at this, here's a website tip for people listening. If you've got a blog and you want some serious eyeballs to come to that blog, obviously you have to use the keywords, but if you blog for 30 days straight or 6 weeks straight, you know, the same time every day, Google will pick up on that, and you will get some serious eyeballs to your website, or to your blog, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is interesting. Well,
it is good to blog every day, but so I think people, well, I like to send it out to a list too.
Right.
And then Krabby, I'm blogging on this thing called Krabby's Beach, which was founded by Alex Crabtree. So it's a community blog. And so you get a lot of people from the community there looking at it.
Excellent.
But to be honest with you, most of the traffic comes from out of the community now. So that's I think that's interesting.
And you know,
word of mouth, I think.
Yeah. And then I have a link to it from my Friends of New World greeting cards. And then on Inspiration Wire, Sumaya Malik, who does the Good News Gazette, and
yes,
her blog is Inspiration Wire, she has a link to both of our blogs on that. So,
I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah. So actually, if I haven't gotten the email that you've released your prayer, then I'll go to Inspiration Wire, because I've been doing 40 days of daily prayer and posting 40 days of daily healing prayer with Sumaya. We joined together to do that.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
What I've been doing is I've been going to her website and just posting a little blurb about what was revealed to me during my meditation in terms of healing. Mm-hmm. And I will just quickly share with you, I posted something and didn't even realize that what I was posting, but of course the unconscious always knows. And she emailed me, and she sent me this email that when I read it, my whole being relaxed, and I felt so connected to spirit. Sumaya lives in California. I'm in Boston. But she just said, may the peace that surpass all understanding be with you now and always. Do you need to pray with me? I've mm-hmm. never gotten an email like that in my entire life. I mean, it just totally blew me away. And so we prayed for maybe, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. And do you know, at the end of that time, and it just stays with me. It just, mm-hmm. that moment just stays with me of her, just that powerful, intentional energy. And that's what we are all doing. And, you know, when Trapper sends out his newsletters, it's just, it's from the heart. And what Sumaya did was from the heart, and your blog is from the heart. My poetry comes from the heart. And when we do that and when we live from the heart, it's amazing what happens. It's just amazing what manifests in our lives. And I'm not talking about the cars and the jewels and the mansions. I'm talking about, you know, the just the beauty that's revealed to all of us.
I know. It's so true. There's another neat website called Lovelution. Have you heard of that?
No. Love, like...
LoveOulution.com. And it's just like two young kids. At least they seem young. And one of the gentlemen was on this show one time. He was just delightful. And so it's love-illusion.com/blog, and they feature the prayer blog on there, which is cool.
Wow.
And lots of other really neat stuff about love.
And
so,
go ahead. No, no, and I just want to make sure that we let everyone know that, Trapper, it's sleepsecretaudio.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You still have that marine in you, don't you?
I do.
I love it. I love it. Yes, ma'am. So it's www.sleepsecretaudio.com. And, Trapper, tell us about some of the other things that you've created.
Well, I've done, as you know, I have a daughter who is a little volleyball diva, so I have created a volleyball improvement audio for her. Another site that I have, one of my best sellers is mindvacationmeditation.com, and you know the tagline on that is, you know, stress gone in 11 minutes or less. It was designed for the individual that's, say, in a cubicle and can't really get out of the office that much, and, you know, they just really want to get away. Well, this is a progressive relaxation audio that will relax the body, and then you've got some, I put some visuals in of, you know, maybe you're walking the beach, or maybe you're in the mountains, or, you know, perhaps you're just sitting in your most comfortable chair, and perhaps that is your perfect vacation. So it's a way for people to get away from the office without even leaving the office. I've also created confidence audios. Mary, I know you're familiar with that, and I know the local RA is familiar with the confidence audios, and I'm very proud of them. And I think the thing that amazes me is the feedback I get. That I received a note from a young woman in New Zealand the other day that said, I just want to let you know how much I'm enjoying the Mind Vacation Meditation audios. And then, you know, Ruth Ann wrote me the other day.
That's,
you know,
my daughter, Kate.
She was I was on the phone with her for probably a half hour the other day. She was stressing getting the driver's license. And, you know, for those of us that have been driving for any length of time, that may almost seem like a non-issue because it's like we roll out of bed every morning and do that. But you've got to put yourself in the position of this lovely young woman who has just been taking driving lessons for a while. She's always jumped on a bus of a T, which I am scared to death to go into Boston and jump on a T or the subway in New York City. So, you know, those people can laugh at me. But she came to me and we talked for a while all through the phone, and she listened to the audios. I gave her some instructions to listen to the confidence audios, and I got this wonderful email from her the other day thanking me and how the audios had helped her. And when you get things like that, you say, you know what? Maybe I am doing something good, and maybe it's one person at a time, but that's cool. And that right there makes it all worthwhile to look and see how else I can help somebody else out.
I know. It's wonderful when you get feedback like that.
Right.
It really is.
Because it's a validation. You say to yourself, well, I just did this product and I think it's good, and geez, you know, my mom likes it. Well, of course mom's gotta like it. She's your mom. You know? But when you receive, you know, emails from, and this woman in New Zealand sent me a Blue Mountain e-card for Easter. That's validation that you're on the right spot.
Yeah.
You're on the right track. And it makes me feel good that I know I'm truly helping somebody else. And I've gotten wonderful emails from people. I've gotten some wonderful testimonials that people have just said some really amazing things, and it's not things that you thought of when you were developing, you know, a product or something to help people. So it's just awesome.
Well, you know, I saw the transformation in my daughter after she listened to the confidence audio. I mean, I said, Ruthanne, just stop. Just get still. What did Trapper tell you? And, of course, I can tell her things, but I'm her mother. It, you know, when it comes from somebody else, it definitely makes a bigger impact. And, you know, I'll tell you something. She was really, really worked up. And, you know, I know my mother would have said to me, take a Valium, honest to God. God bless my mother. May her soul rest in peace. But, you know, she came from the generation. I mean, you know, they gave her morphine for her menstrual cramps when she was young.
Oh.
And she became addicted to prescription painkillers. And she had many, many health problems. And, but, you know, instead, there are all these wonderful tools that we have. There's just so much at our disposal when we get to go within, when we ask for help. And everybody was joining together in prayer for Ruthanne's road test. Everybody. And it took a village, but she overcame the fear. And that's the thing, is that nowadays, you know, I'm so blessed that my daughter doesn't do drinking, doesn't do drugs, that she's willing to do the work. She's willing, if there's a challenge, she's willing to face it head on, and that there are just so many beautiful, beautiful people who are there willing to help, who are willing to pray, who are willing to laugh, because, you know, having a sense of humor is really important in all of this. And it's just such a blessing, but, you know, the answer is not in the bottle, any kind of bottle. The answer really is in turning to God, and as our human selves, it's overcoming, you know, the feelings of the fear and the anxiety. And then when you come out the other side and you feel God's presence and you know all these angels are with you, I send a dove to sit on her shoulder in my morning meditation. Her father took her to a road test. And she just said, you know, she was shaking, she was a wreck, but she focused, she got through it, and came out with her license, which she has to have because she's moving down to Nashville thanks to Trapper's interventions and being an angel. And so, you know, it was something that she absolutely had to do. But the thing is that, you know, for all of us to know that when we climb that mountain and we're on the top, it's amazing what happens. And what happens to us as what happens to our souls and how we can rejoice. It's truly magnificent.
Have you and Trapper met face to face?
Not yet. My daughter's met him.
Yeah.
Stayed with him for a little bit longer than we anticipated too, huh, Trap? She was snowed out of Boston. So we turned into 10 days. What, hon?
I said that was God's intervention with all the snow, but you know, Mary, you have raised, she is a wonderful, wonderful young lady, and you are to be very, very proud of her. You and Tom have done a great, great job with her. She has put the work in, and because she has given of herself, she's put that vibe out there. The universe is paying off. That's why when she came down here, she met the right people at the right time, and everything fell in place. So,
Kate, it's been unbelievable, yeah.
A lot of that goes right to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's following her bliss, and the doors just all opened. I mean, Trapper helped immensely in making the connections, but, yeah, it was just amazing. So we haven't met in person yet. My husband will be meeting him when he does the road trip to drive Ruth Ann in her car, soon-to-be car, down to Nashville. But Trapper's either going to come up here or we'll be going down there over Thanksgiving. And we just all need to find a place to meet. Kate, Joan, Trapper, me. Klaus, he's got to come over from...
Yeah.
He's where? He's in the Netherlands?
No, he's
Denmark.
In Denmark.
Denmark. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. That's a little bit more of a trip than us all meeting on at a rest area on I-81.
Klaus needs a passport.
Now, what is Ruth Ann going to be doing in Nashville?
She has been accepted to Middle Tennessee State University. She has her associates, and so she is going to be getting her bachelor's. And her dream is to work on Music Row. She and she would love to do the Christian country music, and she's already been listening to the Sunday morning station out of Nashville. We listen to it every Sunday morning, and this has been her dream, I think, probably. I mean, music and entertainment has been her passion, and I truly believe in my heart that she's going to be one of these people who's going to be able to help transform the entertainment industry from one of, you know, sort of this, the negativity and the celebrity focus, to really infusing it with that positivity. And just so many of the artists that she knows about and that are in Nashville, there's just, it's a wonderful, wonderful expression and of positivity and spirituality. And so that's what she's going to be doing.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful for the whole family, for all of you, yeah.
And you and Joan are going to meet, huh, in just, what, 2 weeks?
Yes, oh my gosh. She, I'll be flying to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then that's in about 2.5 weeks. And then we'll be pretty much going all over the state of South Carolina, and I'm going to her family reunion, and then we're going to go to the beach for a few days.
Oh,
and apparently, you can look out the screened porch and see alligators.
Nice.
What? I've never seen one. I'm so excited. So. I got to get my voice together before that.
are you gonna share your remedy, or are you gonna save that until your voice totally comes back?
Did you see it in the trap in the chat room?
In the chat room, I did. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. So listen up, everybody. This is Kate's sister's cure for laryngitis or colds or.
For colds, yes.
For colds. Okay. So you slice a lemon. You put the slice on the soles of your feet. You put wool socks on and shoes and walk with the lemon, which sucks out the toxins.
So I feel better after doing that. It's just that my voice is better, too. So it's just going to take a little more time. Mm-hmm. Well, we've come to the end of the show.
Oh, my God, that was too quick.
Yeah, and it's been really wonderful. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. You both are just wonderful, and it's so exciting to think about your daughter going to Nashville and all the great things that are happening to all of us. So we're just going to keep in touch and rally each other along. So it's wonderful.
Exactly. We've got such a great support team that we all can accomplish so much, and I'm very grateful for all the people that have come into my life over the past year, 18 months or so. So it's just awesome. I want to say thank you for everybody that's supported me.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah.
What a blessing. Thank you for this hour. I feel so blessed and just so grateful, and thank you, Kate. And Joan is with us in spirit, I know, and I hope that she is doing well as well.
Yes, me too. And you both have a lovely evening and sleep well.
Yes, you take care of yourself.
God bless. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.